This is Coffee at KYUK, conversation between friends and neighbors. Come in and have a cup.
Joining us today on the phone for Coffee is Alex Bernard, the Regional Director of ANSEP, the Alaska Native Science and Engineering Program's Acceleration Academy in Bethel. KYUK's Francisco Martinez-Cuello is here to speak with him. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you, Mary Kate. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Francisco. How are you?
Good. And yourself?
Doing well.
Yeah, so let's start off with general of what ANSEP is for those of us like me that are living under a rock.
So ANSEP is the Alaska Native Science and Engineering Program. It is a educational program. It's a longitudinal program designed to introduce Alaska Native youth and just Alaska youth in general to careers and educational opportunities within the science, technology, and engineering and mathematics field. In particular, with the program starting most commonly with middle school, starting in the sixth grade with the middle school academies.
Okay.
And then they move on to, from the middle school academies, they then enter into the acceleration programs that are dotted across the state.
And where are these other programs located across the state?
So the middle school academies are primarily held in Anchorage at UAA. Students will come in from all over the state, often with peers from their school districts. So sometimes to get the sizes we need, we kind of mix school districts, but they'll meet at UAA where the students live in the dorm for a week. They do the food halls, they go to the MFA building, and they learn different components of science and technology. But with the acceleration high school, we have a program, obviously, here in Bethel. There's one in Kotzebue.
Right.
We have one in Matsu up in Palmer. And then we have the Anchorage program that is on the UAA campus. And then also on the UAA campus is our residential program, also known as our statewide program. And that's for students from across the state that may not have a program nearby. So they come and they'll live in North Hall on the campus there at UAA.
And that started recently, am I correct?
Yeah, within like the last 3 years.
Okay.
The Bethel program started in the fall of 2021, kind of right as we were coming out of the pandemic. And so we're now officially in our third year.
And there are a lot of talented students. I recently spoke to or featured a couple of them. How has this program impacted the students and the community's families? I mean,
well, it varies from student to student. Each student has kind of their own particular reason for coming to ANSEP. Some are looking for that challenge of higher rigor, more challenging coursework. Others, you know, they report that they don't feel like they quite fit in at, let's say, their home high school, like BRHF.
Hmm.
And then others, you know, the family kind of, you know, encourage them to come into the program because obviously, when you enter into like the acceleration program, students, high school students, and I should actually correct that, it's because this semester is our first semester that we've accepted eighth graders into the program.
Wow.
So we have eighth graders that are in the program. We currently have three of them that are taking college level courses and receiving college credit. But the big draw for a lot of families is the cost savings. that you come in and you're taking these college-level classes and you're getting the college credit, and that decreases, you know, down the road your cost. This year, for example, we have 6 seniors that will be graduating this year. Not only will they be graduating with their high school diploma, but they'll also be graduating with associate degrees from UAA.
Wow, that's impressive. And some of these folks continue on with ANTEB and get PhDs, if is that correct? Or?
Yeah. So, like I had mentioned, ANTEB was designed to be a longitudinal program. And so you start off in middle school, and then you go to high school, and then once you graduate as a senior, a new opportunity opens, and that's called ANTEB Summer Bridge. And Summer Bridge is a summer internship. So newly graduated seniors get placed within paying internships with organizations like Fish and Wildlife, Conoco, BP. We've even had multiple students get internships in Washington, D.C., working for various nonprofits there. So it gives them kind of a working experience to kind of help guide them if where they want to kind of focus their attention when they enter into college. And once they enter into college and they stay with ANTEB, they then become part of the university's success. And then they can move after receiving their bachelor's. They can go into the graduate success program for their graduate and master's degree. And then lastly, we have the Alaska Homegrown PhD program.
And so how can parents or, encourage their students to sign up, or how can students enroll? Is it too late? Or
It's never too late. The simplest way is by going to our website, which is www.ansep.net.
Okay.
You can learn about the various programs that are available. MSA is currently getting ready to have a career exploration week for students from the LKSD school district here in a couple of weeks. I believe that application closes Friday, tomorrow. I'm currently accepting applications for acceleration. And that's not just for Bethel kids, that's anybody from within the LKSD school district. We have dorm facilities available for students here at UTE. And so it just take a look and see what fits. And even some of the more adventurous students, they're able to apply to the residential statewide program if they want to just automatically go to Anchorage.
Right. And is there anything else that you have to say, anything I missed or didn't ask?
Can't really think of anything right now.
Okay, well, thank you for joining us today on Coffee, and, kids and parents, listen up and enroll your students if they're motivated and ready to go. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's KYUK's Francisco Martinez-Cuello speaking with Alex Bernard with ANSEP, the Alaska Native Science and Engineering Program.
This is Coffee at KYUK.
That's Coffee, weekday mornings at 8:40. Catch up on old episodes by visiting kyuk.org or find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcast.